Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You. Today I have a very, very interesting entrepreneur, Mr. Litesh Kumbhar with me. Litesh, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Litesh is the co-founder of Quad B, which is India's first completely customizable apparel brand. When I read about this, I was so fascinated because I had no idea you could customize apparel so completely. So Litesh, before I start talking of Quad B, tell me a little bit about your early life.
Okay, so before we started Quad B, me and my partner Bandul, we studied from nursery to 12th in same school.
Okay.
And we got in the same college only, and we got admission in Punjab Indian College.
Okay.
Which is a premium college.
Sure.
In northern region. So when we reached there, we saw we are getting admissions to different societies, different college clubs, and there, when you get admission or when you get admitted to different clubs, you get the college tea or the club tea, which is your new identity.
Mm.
And since me and Bandul, we both were from Ludhiana,
mm.
so we knew little bit about apparel.
Mm.
We knew about apparel manufacturing.
Yeah.
My dad is also into apparel manufacturing. He is into jackets manufacturing.
Okay.
So I grew up watching all this stuff. If you're a Ludhiana, if you are from Ludhiana, so you know how these things work.
Correct. Ludhiana is what, the biggest textile?
Ludhiana is is known as Manchester of India.
Manchester of India.
Well, and okay. So you are used to know each and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The things are not forced upon you, but you grow up looking all these things around.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got the t-shirts, I got selected for music club.
Mm.
Before joining college, I was part of a rock band as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So when I got my club t-shirt and I saw that the quality was very pathetic.
Mm.
Because students didn't know what the quality, what should they pay and where they should go for the better quality. So for the first year, we were just looking around things and we were just seeing that students are facing this problem. Not a major one, but still, they were facing this problem.
Mm.
So we thought, why shouldn't we solve this?
Okay.
So we just thought that why shouldn't we get our t-shirts made according to our needs only?
Mm.
So me and Bandul, we started chasing around different vendors
mm.
in Ludhiana. But since our minimum order quantity was that was very low.
Mm.
That usually the clubs are of the strength of
yeah.
50
mm.
or maximum at 100. And in Ludhiana, vendors are generally supposed to manufacture of the quantity around thousands,
mm.
10,000 and so on. So that day, we were looking around different things and suddenly we found a break and we could get someone, we couldn't get the vendor,
mm.
but we could get the labor,
okay.
the workers.
Okay.
So we thought, why shouldn't we share our profits with them only
yeah.
instead of sharing it with the vendor only?
Mm.
So then we got our t-shirts made from them, but we haven't thought of launching it as a business.
Mm.
We were the customers
okay.
of this very venture. We were the very
first
customers.
Yeah.
yeah. So when we got the t-shirts and we supplied it back to our club members or our department heads, so they were very happy with the quality. They really liked the quality, and just from word of mouth, the word really spread in our college and everyone said, okay, please get a t-shirt made, please get a hoodies made.
Mm.
And at that time we were ready, we were not planned. And from there the real hustle started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
From there on we were trying different things.
So when did you start Quad B?
So we started this at the end of first year.
Hmm.
Okay. In the second year.
In college.
Yeah, in college right. only. And in the second year only, it took the shape of Quad B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It started as a we just wanted better product.
Hmm.
And in the second year, it was a business.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So in second year, we started getting orders from college only,
hmm.
from different clubs, different societies, from different college years. And everyone liked the quality. And then my seniors, they started referring me to their known ones in different colleges.
Mm.
And we were never focused on marketing.
Mm.
We never focused on other departments. We were only focused on product, that we wanted to provide better product.
So again, tell me, in a t-shirt, one is the logo,
Yeah.
You know, whichever club or domestic, here or here, wherever. What else do you, and then the size, small, medium, large, XL, whatever.
Yeah.
When you say you're customizing a t-shirt, what exactly are you doing other than the logo and the size?
No, that's a very important question, because as we say that we are complete custom apparel manufacturers. So there are two methods. First is you print or you embroidery on ready-made products.
Correct.
Okay, that is the one you are usually you must have seen.
Mm.
The second is cut and sew procedure. In cut and sew method, what we do is first we get the cloth that the customer wants.
Correct.
And then we ask them about what kind of sizes they want, and then whatsoever the customization they want. Now when I talk about cut and sew, you have the option of choosing different kind of collar, different color of collar, different color of sleeves. So you can, there are n number of combinations you can do. So this is how we claim ourselves to be a complete custom apparel solution.
I see.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay. So what does Quad B mean?
So
Quad to me means four.
So in Quad B, B stands for business.
Okay.
And aim of our company is to expand in all four directions.
I see.
So from here it comes Quad B.
Wonderful. What a unique name. So again, tell me, you said customizable, but the textile business is very, very competitive.
I agree.
And everyone, so I met someone on my show, and the young couple was customizing shoes. So you could even put your own picture on the shoe, the cloth shoe. How is Quad B different from the hundreds of other brands that are available in India?
So as I already told you, the first and foremost important thing is customizability.
Okay.
In today's,
nobody else is customizing.
See, the extent to which we are customizing is something different.
Okay.
And that too came from the demand only. We were not ready, or we were not planning that we will be launching a completely customizable apparel brand. But seeing the demand that no one was catering to, we came to this conclusion that we should be going for this completely customizable apparel brand.
Very interesting. And you said that when I talk of customization, I can change the color, I can change whatever on my sleeve, and of course the sizes.
Yes.
And you said, so what is the minimum order that you want? I mean, it must be very expensive if every customer wants one piece with a different design.
Yes. So we were facing the same challenges, and to solve this we were trying different production models.
Okay.
And finally, we have been trying this for the last 3-4 years. And in the last year we came with the virtual assembly line.
Okay.
Now, virtual assembly line is I will just give you a very basic example. If you want to get a website made, okay, so what you will do is you have 3-4 coders, okay, in your team. You will give front end to someone, back end to someone, and there will be one who can integrate both of them. Okay. So, and now they don't need to be present at the same place. They can be at their homes. In this time, this is actually happening in this corona outbreak. So this, which is very good to see, now home, work from home concept can actually
work.
Yeah, can actually work.
Correct.
So we implemented the same thing in manufacturing. Now virtual assembly line is since we know knew that t-shirt manufacturing consists of 12 processes. Okay, in cut and sew procedure. But if I talk about the normal one, or the one every vendor is providing, that has 2-3 processes at max. But in our case, we were having 12 processes in t-shirt manufacturing. So what we do is we finalized each and every worker for that particular step, and we gave them the gig, and eventually the gig was passed on to the next guy, and then to the next guy, and eventually after the 12th process, the t-shirts were ready.
I see.
Yeah. So through where we were solving many problems. The first was capital. Generally, you said that the textile industry is very competitive, and one of the reason is that there's a huge capital infrastructure requirement. In our case, since we were college students, so we couldn't get the money from anywhere.
Yeah.
Our parents were you are going there for studying, you should focus only and only on that and okay. all the placements okay. to like to be precise and the day like when we were like working on virtual assembly line so we were seeing that a lots of problems are being solved labor like especially if I talk about women workers so they have free time but they can't go out so now they are getting work at their home only
I see
yeah so this has been a very major change and they are getting paid more than what they have been paid by the others for the reason being like since now there is no capital from our side so we can give them better profits
so what you are saying is that if there are say 12 processes
yeah
you could for hypothetically have 12 workers male or female and someone would take say 100 t-shirts to the first one they would finish it like an assembly line
yes yes
and then the next one we go to the next one and the next one
yes yes
and you just move it from one home to the other and get it manufactured
yes yes so not all of the processes are being done
yeah
but yes I'm just giving you an idea of virtual assembly line so some of the processes are in house as well where the quality and like the where the quality is still the major concern
yeah
the processes where the quality could be maintained have been like aligned in the virtual assembly line only
so my next question to you Litesh is that again fashion is very textile is very fashion conscious how do you handle the different types of changes of fashion especially when you are customizing everything
So again, since we have the power.
So someone comes to you with a fashion or with what I want, or is it that you say that here is my catalog and you can select?
So both of them. It's the fusion of both. Okay. We came up, as I told you, we came up with the complete customization only because there was a demand. So people were looking for different options. And if I talk about millennials, they were like, they find it hard to get them distinguished from rest of the world. So they are always looking for different options. And in the market, there was no one to cater those demands.
Okay.
So that's why we started.
Okay.
And like, if I talk about the fashion trends, then obviously we are the ones who are always catching up with them because we could see the demand and eventually we can also offer them offer all these new varieties or new fashion trends to new customers as well because we are already getting orders from them.
Very nice. So one thing that I've often wondered, you know, when you want something customized, it is always much more expensive, right? If I want to go to get a suit made, if I go to a standard Raymond's kind of a brand, it is say X. But if I want it customized, bespoke tailoring, then it is 2X. Aap log kya kar rahe ho that customize kar rahe ho and you're keeping it cheap.
Yes.
How are you managing to do this?
So as I told you, like our model is like somewhat fusion of bespoke and the normal standardized clothing. So as I told you, the virtual assembly line is gonna be breakthrough for the whole manufacturing industries, especially after, in case, I hope it never happens, but in case of any epidemic, the virtual assembly line is something which can actually maintain the supplies for different products. So how this thing is happening is like you asked about bespoke and all. So in our case, that is a fusion model. Like you can also give us the like I want this size chart. Okay, I want this kind of. You can give us the measurements as well. Like we usually we have customers from like say Spain, from America, who provide their own size chart. Okay. Who provide their own measurements, and we manufacture their product accordingly.
Okay.
So you asked about how we are maintaining the cost. So as I told you, the profits are not going to one guy. Okay, the profits are being distributed, and the profits to whom are being distributed, they are workers. So that's right. Okay.
And when you are again doing customization, you cannot get or can you get very large volumes?
Yes.
In the same process.
Yes, yes.
So that means your back end must be very, very strong.
So yes. So I was about to explain. So we use combination of JIT and WHERE. JIT is just in time and WHERE is virtual assembly line. So like JIT also makes sure that our prices are lower down as well. Mm. So in JIT, what we do is we make the small group of every kind of process. Mm. Okay. Workers who can do every process. So we have different JITs. Okay, one JIT is capable of manufacturing a particular kind of product. So we have multiple JITs, and right now we have more than 200 workers okay. who are under our umbrella.
Okay,
so we just like pitch that okay, we have got this order. Okay, and that order gets distributed across 200 workers. So whosoever is free or whosoever can provide it at the earliest mm-hmm. is given that order.
Okay, very interesting. It's amazing. And do you have any plans to start a retail chain?
Yes,
with a Quad B brand.
Yes, we will be. Yes, but I'm not supposed to
talk about. Okay,
this.
Fair enough. And you know, last question on Quad B before I ask you some other questions. You know, you just spoke a little bit about millennials, and millennials are very conscious. You're a millennial yourself. Millennials are very conscious about what's happening in the fashion world, and yet they're also very conscious of the environment.
Right.
How are millennials changing your business?
So our business is actually influenced by millennials only.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I talk about corporates, so they are quality focused people. Okay. But if I talk about millennials, they want something new. Every day they want something new. If I talk about content, they want something new.
Mm.
Okay. If I talk about product, they want something new.
Mm.
If I talk about fashion products, they want new every day.
Mm.
So in our case, as I told you, like we are working with virtual assembly line, and that's helping us to make sure that we are catering all the demands. Okay. Whatsoever the requirements, because I haven't mentioned that it's not just that we have products, we keep customizability in terms of fabric,
mm-hmm.
in terms of whatsoever the design, in terms of the customizability, whatsoever you want to get it printed.
Okay.
So when I talk about new, so in case suppose like there's an XYZ brand of cloth
mm-hmm.
that comes in the market, okay, and that cloth is being liked by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So say like people are since getting conscious about sustainability, and there's a company who comes up with a particular kind of cloth that is actually sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
So our manufacturing facility is such an elastic one that we can accommodate that thing.
I see.
So the day it is launched, that special cloth is launched, that evening we can manufacture the same cloth.
Okay. Wow.
So this is how we are able to catch up the trend.
Amazing. So Litesh, let me ask you a few questions now on your journey as a startup entrepreneur.
Yeah, sure.
You told me you have a co-founder,
yeah.
but a lot of people are solo.
Yeah.
So my question to you is it better to have a co-founder or to go solo? Just your views, because I get multiple views from all the people I talk to.
See, since I have partner, I just don't have one partner. We have a core team of 8 people
okay.
today. Yeah, but we started off as
with
two guys. Only. So for the solo, I can't comment at all because I haven't felt
correct.
That way.
Correct.
But yes, I can obviously tell you the advantages of having the multiple partners.
Yeah.
So the first thing is that they add something new to your ideology as well. Okay. The first thing, like people don't know what's the definition of partner, but for me, it's the ideological as well as aspirational alignment.
Mm.
Okay, if people are ideologically and aligned,
mm.
then I think they are the partners.
Okay,
so in our case, but at the same time, they add something new mm. to your team.
Mm.
Okay, so at times you feel low,
mm.
so they are always there to support.
Okay,
and we have already given this role or responsibility, you can say, that if someone is feeling down, the other ones are supposed to uplift.
They're
yeah,
more, the person.
Yeah, wonderful. Because mm-hmm. everyone is handling their own department.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
If like every day we face challenges, and nowadays it's comparatively, you can say the things are moving on. But in earlier days, when I told you that we were trying and testing different manufacturing lines. So at that time, we used to, like, we were facing so many problems that we were getting orders, but we couldn't get them manufactured.
Okay.
Yeah, we tried so many models. There were so many quality issues in the earlier days that everything was very like happening in very fast, and we were like, okay, maybe we won't be able to survive.
Okay.
So as I told you, we were product focused.
Yeah.
From the early days. So that was something
very
you can say.
Very interesting.
So the partners can help you in these situations. Yes.
They complement each other's skills.
Yes, and I truly believe your team is the one who can take your
wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So my next question is that there, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs make lots of mistakes. You know, we all do. I've also made lots of mistakes. And you must be seeing a lot of friends who are doing startups also. So what, in your opinion, are some of the mistakes most of us as startup entrepreneurs make?
The most important that I think problem with the entrepreneurs is they get stuck with the technician's role.
Correct.
Like, they are so much conscious about their role that they think that no one else can do that job. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a driver, I will keep driving just to make sure that if someone else comes, he can do something bad. Okay, and I will keep driving the car whole my life. Okay, that is the problem with the entrepreneurs as well. They start a particular job, okay, and they keep doing that because they never feel that way that someone else can replace his position as well, and he can do something better or something which can take the venture forward.
Correct.
So this is, I guess, the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Getting out of technician's role and going to manager and then to entrepreneur.
Okay.
So this is something that I read in E-Myth Revisited as well. So that was the book that changed my perception. From there on, I could foresee, okay, now what needs to be done. That day I realized, okay, I need to think like an entrepreneur instead of just doing whatsoever I was doing. So people get stuck in that cocoon for very long time.
Correct. Well said. Very good. So my next question, I've got time for a few questions for you personally.
Yeah, sure.
You know, in the years that you have been doing your business and earlier, you all have someone who has influenced our lives. So my question is, have you had any people who have had an influence on your life? And if yes, what have you learned from them?
Okay. So I have been seeing all the, like, if I talk about the rock star entrepreneurs, like Sachin Bansal, Vinny Bansal, Manu Kumar Jain, if I talk about, to be more specific, and then we have like all these people, and I just like saw them, okay, how they are managing their e-commerce brand, okay, like, and I used to read their interviews, I used to see their, and although I haven't met them personally, but I'm greatly influenced by these people.
Okay.
Yes, and whatsoever, like, you usually try to find the things between the lines, what they are saying and what they actually mean, and from there you are learning, okay, how they are coping up with the problems they are facing.
Okay.
So you could actually, the only difference is of scale. Okay. We were doing at a lower scale and they were doing at a very big scale.
Yeah.
But you could actually feel that they were also facing the same problems. And how they are solving that, you need to like follow them, you need to hear them out, okay, what they are saying in the interviews. And eventually, like, this is how I got mentored by them. Yeah, but I haven't met them personally yet.
No, so I'm sure a lot of people will listen to you and me talking, and a lot of young people will listen to what you are doing and what you are achieving, and they'll start following what you're doing.
And I really appreciate the concept that you have come up with.
Okay, thank
you.
Yeah,
and really appreciating their context.
Thank you. So my next question, Litesh, is that what would be three words that define Litesh?
If I like just like say a very basic answer, that would be like persistence, patience, and eccentricity.
Okay.
Okay. Like the combination of these three words. But somehow, later days, I have realized that the most important thing is team player.
Correct.
See, the everything can be inculcated, but the most important thing is team player. Like when we were two guys, we knew how productive we were. When we were eight guys, we know how lethal we are. So So now I have realized this thing, that the most important thing for me have been like binding all the guys, all my team players with me, and I'm very lucky to have, since like you mentioned already, so we are, as I said, we are also lucky customers of Yes Bank. So like,
we love you, should be safe.
So when this Yes Bank fiasco happened, so all of our money got stuck in the accounts, and I was so lucky to have people in my team, such people in my team, who came up to me and said, you don't need to worry, okay, whenever this problem gets solved, you can release the salaries. Wow. Like I didn't have to ask them. They came up to me and they said, okay, like I have got such a beautiful team, you can say. So team playing is something you need to do, and only then you would be able to make good core team and eventually good team. It's wonderful.
My last question to you, Ritesh, is that, you know, as I mentioned, a lot of people will be listening to you and me talking. A lot of them will be very, very young entrepreneurs, maybe like you after first year college. Given the fact that you built QuadB into a successful brand and you're growing it, what would your advice be to a young person listening to you who wants to become an entrepreneur?
The most important thing that I think is that they need to be receptive.
Correct.
Receptive to new ideas, receptive to new people, okay, in their lives, they should welcome. At the same time, they should be rigid enough to not be moved by anyone's influence as well.
Okay.
They should like observe each and everything. They should not say no to any opportunity. They should first analyze, because I was not given the opportunity to start. Okay. I just grabbed it. Because the opportunity was lying in front of me. I could see that I can fulfill that opportunity, and I grabbed it. So I think one should not say no to any opportunity. Everyone needs to realize or analyze whatsoever is happening, and just try it. That's it.
Okay.
Just try different things, and you will eventually come up with the very good thing happening in your life. That's what I think. You know, that, like, I follow the very basic philosophy of Forrest Gump, where you are just doing whatsoever you think is right.
Yeah. Wonderful. So, Ritesh, thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so much.
You know, you mentioned that, you know, Ludhiana is called the Manchester of India. One of these days, I'm sure, Manchester will be called the Ludhiana of England.
Yes, sure.
Right? But good luck with QuadB, and I look forward to tracking you as you grow your business.
Thank you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Called You podcast. Be sure to visit tbcy.in to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover fantastic bonus content. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Simply search for The Brand Called You. Thank you, and see you next week.